The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Taking the relics of Elmo Kana with him on his flight from Isfahan to Cairo, Sir Lionel Barton has deliberately upset the plans of Nayland Smith and endangered the lives of Smith, Shan Greville, Rima Barton, and Dr. Petrie. The doctor has met the party on its arrival in Heliopolis near Cairo. En route to Shepherd's Hotel, Petrie's car hits and apparently kills a beggar. In the following excitement, an attempt to steal the suitcase containing the relics is frustrated by Barton. Later, Shan Greville encounters Farlow Swee in the crowded lobby of Shepherd's Hotel, follows her to the street, engages a cab, and trails her car.
They turned left at the next street.
I saw it, Effendi.
Great Scott, take it easy. We're close enough now. I only want to keep them in sight. They're leaving the foreign city, making for the mosque, the bazaars.
And the mosque, Effendi. They have turned left again. We follow?
Yes, don't lose them. Where are we now?
In the Sulalia. There are only shops in the state CD.
Well, where does it lead to?
To the Mosque Maya del Zuela.
Oh, they've turned left again. What's the name of this street?
I do not know, Effendi.
We'll have to find out. Oh, hold it. Stop. They pulled up at the far corner. Wait here until I come back.
I am our CD. I shall wait.
What the deuce can Follow Sweet be doing in this section of town? Gad, what a black hole. Oh, an alleyway. Great Scott, that scent. Mimosa. By Jove, she knew I was following and led me into a trap.
Catch him, Hassim. Don't let him fall. He is unconscious. And now to the master with him. Come. Now, fasten his ankles, Abdullah. Then he shall write a brief note. Give me pen and paper, Hassim. Very good. You may go now. Stay within call, both of you.
Obeying, master.
And now, Shan Greville, you will write as I dictate. Take the pen and write, Rima, dear, slip away and join me in a yellow car that will be waiting outside Shepherd's. Under no circumstances, mention this to anyone, and come alone. Shan. And now, my friend, having written, you will drink this. Drink.
Well, what the deuce.
Please do not excite yourself, Mr. Greville. You are in no danger.
Great Scott. Fu Manchu. What's the idea? Why am I here?
All in good time, my friend. For the present, you will note how your ankles are bound. You may walk carefully. A step greater than 12 inches will trip you.
What do you want? Why am I here?
I trust that any slight headache you may have experienced on awakening has now disappeared.
Oh, I'm all right. What's all this about?
Formerly, Mr. Greville, I employed sometimes a preparation of Indian hemp. At other times, various derivatives of opium. I have even experimented with the common puffball with indifferent success. I have, however, improved upon all of these. I am wasting time.
And perhaps you'll be so kind as to tell me why you've brought me here.
I have studied you closely, Mr. Greville, in an endeavor to find those qualities which have attracted my daughter.
Well?
They are typically British, rather passive than active.
Oh, come to the point, Fu Manchu.
You are a very small cog in the wheel, Mr. Greville, that turns against me. If I could use you, I would do so. But you have nothing to offer me.
And so I suppose you're going to eliminate me.
My dear Mr. Greville, you are not important enough to be eliminated. Besides, I have given my word to my daughter not to harm you.
And yet you say you have no need for my abilities, such as they are.
I had thought to use you to gain a certain point. But consideration of the character of Sir Lionel Barton has made that impossible.
What do you mean?
I mean that Sir Lionel would sacrifice you tomorrow, tonight, to his own ambition. Do you doubt this?
Why, I...
Exactly. And for this reason, I have been compelled to slightly modify my original plan. Sir Lionel Barton has served me for the first time in his life.
Served you? In what way?
By discovering and then destroying the tomb of El Makana. He awakened a fanaticism long dormant, which properly guided should sweep far.
I don't quite understand.
The reborn Makana must satisfy the learned Muslims of the great mosque of Damascus. He must pass the order of Mecca. This only he can do who possesses the authentic relics. Abdullah.
Master.
Abdullah, you and Hasim will hold our guests. Arms. This, Mr. Greville, is merely a precautionary measure. I do not wish you to attempt any violent action. Can you read from where you sit?
What do you wish me to read?
This little document.
Rima, dear, slip away and join me in a yellow car that will be waiting outside Shepherd's. Under no circumstances, mention this to anyone and come alone. A clever piece of forgery, Fu Manchu, but...
You wrote it yourself, my friend, while under the influence of my new anesthetic.
She'll never be fool enough to come.
Even to join you?
She'll run when she finds I'm not there.
But you will be there.
I'll be there. What are you going to do with me, with Rima?
For yourself, you have my word, and I have never warred on women. I am going to recover the relics of the masked prophet and return them to those to whom they rightfully belong. And you are going to help me, Mr. Greville.
Never.
Abdullah. A subcutaneous injection is the best. It acts more quickly. Your arm, my friend. Must I use force?
Oh, get it over with.
Let him go, Abdullah.
Since I have your word, Dr. Fu Manchu, you're turning loose a dangerous witness.
Oh, on the contrary. Words and actions under the influence of this drug leave no memory behind. The patient remains under my control, but may be restored to full recovery by a simple antidote. Thank you, Mr. Glover. Presently, you will experience an unfamiliar glow throughout your body. You will be exhilarated, see with added clarity of vision. There will be no further desire to attack me.
That would certainly be something unfamiliar.
You will recognize presently the fact that your happiness and the happiness of all your friends rests in my hands. You will look upon me as all-powerful, a superman to be respected and obeyed.
Dr. Fu. This is really marvelous. And I've been running away from you all these weeks. I can't understand why Smith, Petrie, all of them are so set against you. Your ideas and ideals appear to me to be very fine. I certainly agree with you. Of course I'll serve you. It would be an honor.
Yes, Mr. Greville, you will be happy to serve me, at least temporarily. And when we have finished, you will have no memory of all this. Farewell, Abdullah. Take Mr. Greville to meet Miss Barton. Stand here in the light, Effendim, where she can see you when I bring her to the terrace.
Yes, I know. Hurry, Abdullah. And be careful that no one sees you.
There she is. Lady, Miss Barton.
Yes? What is it?
A letter for you, lady.
A letter? Well, give it to me. Good heavens, Shan!
Softly, lady. No one must know. Mr. Greville is waiting. Come quickly.
Oh, of course. Where to?
This way, lady.
Good girl, Rima.
Oh, Shan. Oh, you frightened us all so. Where have you been? Whose car is this?
It's his car, dear. Get in, quick.
His car?
Yes, get in. All right, Abdullah. Hurry.
But, Shan,
It's all right. We're safe now.
Safe? What do you mean, Shan? Where are we going?
To him, dear. To Dr. Fu Manchu.
Fu Manchu? Good heavens, Shan, you're mad. Driver, stop.
Be quiet, Rima. You'll spoil everything.
No, driver, stop.
Manchu.